Welcome to Genesis Web Scene. Today's article is Dear Woman by Ms. Jyotsna Joshi. How many of us are flattered by compliments such as "You look beautiful," "What a heavenly beauty," "Pretty and gorgeous," etc.? When it comes to appearance and looks, people go to any extent of extravagance, especially when it is the day of their wedding. Few years back, I had attended the wedding of a close friend, and she had booked a beauty artist for herself for all the associated marriage functions at a cost of 60,000 rupees. On hearing the amount, I was shocked, as so much money was going just on the makeup that would be washed off from the face the very moment those functions will get over. All this just for the image projection of the bride as beautiful. Again, societal standards since past few years have shown an inclination towards lighter tones of skin, slim bodies, sharp features. The list is never ending. So much so that there's a dominance of that feature which is considered by everyone as beautiful, appealing, good. The entire problem of this concept is that it categorizes people, places, events into discrete cohorts, with that cohort dominating which is as per the standards of beauty, again defined by people who make the society. An Indian by origin who is considered as colored in the USA might feel he or she is better in terms of public projection when compared to an Afro-American or Latin American. Further, a Chinese by origin may feel he or she is superior in terms of public projection there in states when compared with an Indian origin person because of lighter skin shade, of course. And these trends go on and on. With people defining themselves among groups, and people of a group may feel that they are associated with one another through a common line of identity. This might further lead to hegemony between various such groups. All in all, what really is the core to this problem? People seeking validation from others. Yes, partly. People seeking an affiliation to a larger group or entity? Maybe yes. What is that large entity to which people are so keen to affiliate with? What are those standards to which people want to align with? And above all, who defines them? Based on what metrics? Why is fat and dark not considered as beautiful? And what is this penchant for slimmer and in-shape bodies? So many questions flock my mind each time I hear compliments like beautiful, fair and lovely. It makes me ponder on the vanity of the society as to why people want to be called as beautiful only. Why not being smart, meticulous, hardworking and thoughtful considered as greater compliments? Why does the weight of that one word often overshadow them? And most importantly, in many communities, why for women being beautiful is considered as greater a virtue than being sincere and hardworking? Maybe that's the reason why weddings are run like a cinematic function nowadays, with exorbitant prices charged for a makeup that lasts for just few hours. People are more happy that way, I see. Happy for whom? For just putting a facade in front of the society that will certify the wedding as grand and the bride as beautiful. To all the women reading this blog, be yourself. You are special in your own ways, much above of the world to set benchmarks of beauty for you. For what the world sees is only outer beauty. But you are beautiful from within. As a daughter, sister, friend, wife, mother, and number of relations that you invest your time and energies in, making people in those relations beam with happiness. be you, for you are an irreplaceable soul whose mere presence lightens up the ambience. You do not need to confine to the beauty standards set by society. You may be weighing more or less, but you have never given up on your commitments, even for a single day. You may be of darker or paler skin, but you never fail to arrange those get-togethers of your family where laughter and giggles spread across. You may be short or tall, but you managed your household entirely like a pro man.